Hey, Pekka Bamitsia, Perik Dalit. I'm Machre Parachama Vyalta. A person who is Machre Parachama Vyalta. A person who exchanged a cow for a donkey and it gave birth. Rein Hamoicha Shivchasa Vyalta. A person who is Moicha Ashivcha and she gave birth. There's a machlekes between the two stodim when the birth took effect. If it took effect before the sale or after the sale, if it's before the sale, the offspring belongs to the one who sold it. If it was after the sale, it belongs to the one who bought it. Over here, they made a kid. The way it works is you make a kinyan on the donkey, and automatically the part goes over to the other the person. So therefore, it wasn't clear when the later happened. So if there's a disagreement between the two, each one says the opposite of the other one, then yachloiku, they split it. Yeah, this is Mishnah also, like we saw in previous Mishnah, it's like the opinion of Simchas, that says if you have a moko, mamah mutl basafik cholkim, if the two people disagree, then you split it. Now, there's one problem that if it's in the reshus of one of them, then even Simchas would be moida, they don't split it. So the Gemara says it's talking about a case where it was not under the possession of either of them. It was in some Malkom Hefker, a place that did not belong to anybody, and over there it gave birth. And Mela, since not one of the two is Muchzik, and disagreeing as to who it belongs to, we split it. Are you Shnei Avodim, Echad Godel, Echad Kotan? Shnei Sodas, Echad Godel, Echad Kotan. He had two Avodim. One was big and one was small. Or two sodas, one was big and one was small. Alokeach omer, godol lokachti. V'aloi omer, eni yodea. The other one says that I don't know. So the kids of Lokeach says, is saying a bari that I deserve the older one, the bigger one. And the Meicher says, I don't know. Zocha v'godol. He's zocha in the larger one. Yeah, why is he zocha in the larger one? So, we have a rule of a mitzvah chayav of a right that you have to prove your case, and even by bar shema, the big machlekes amarayim with he could be mitzvah if he could win the case by the fact that he says I deserve the minor one has a suffix. So, a ma'isa we paskin that bar shema is not enough to be mitzvah moman, and you have to say this talking about a case of Moidav Miksas that the Machlekus was not on the Eved itself, but it was on how much money he one owes the other one. In such a case we say that if one said you owe me the large amount of money, the other one says a small amount of money, that's a case of Moidav Miksas, and normally, Moedim Miksas has to swear. Here he says that I remember that I owe you the small amount, but I'm not sure about the large amount. Since he's in doubt and he can't swear, he has to pay. Amoicha oime ebed kotten mochati. The Moicha says that I sold you the small of the two. Paloime any idea. And the one who bought it says, I don't know. So now the one who originally owned it is Bari, and the one who wants to extract it from him is Shema. And on the cotton, he only gets the cotton because. Yeah, for sure. He's only tiny shema. He cannot win the case. So I'm going to say, "Makotin Yishava Meicha Shakotin Bacha." Zem Nidei, Zem Nidei Yachleiku. Zem a Godel, Zem a Kotin. Yishava Meicha Shakotin Bacha. So over here, we can't say it's talking about the disagreement between two avodim, because there's a rule of Tano Bechitin Hodla Besayim that the Haido has to be on the same thing which the Taina was. So here also we're going to have to say that it was talking about a case where there's a disagreement between the value of one and the other, or that there were other claims in the mail based on that became a Moed Miksas. Over here in both cases they're both Shema. This is also goes according to the rule of according to Simchas Yachloku. As we said, we don't pass in that way, we pass in a Moed Vel of Arai. Oh.